With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Montana Governor Steve Bullock announced Friday that farmers in more than a dozen counties will be eligible for federal assistance after significant crop losses from excessive rain and snow last year. The 17 counties in northern and eastern Montana that qualify for the U.S. Department of Agriculture's natural disaster designation saw crop losses of 30% and more last year. The USDA listed excessive rain and snow, freezing frost, hail, and high winds as the main causes of crop damage.
It was hard on the farmers, it was hard on equipment, it was just hard all around this year.
That's Roosevelt County's MSU Extension agent, Jeffrey Chilson. He says a cold, wet spring delayed planting and an early snowstorm in October held up harvesting for a lot of farmers. And even though yields were generally good, Chilson says the quality of crops was a lot lower. Wheat that sprouts early is sold as livestock feed, which doesn't bring in as much money as selling it for human consumption. The USDA's designation means farmers can apply for emergency loans over the next 8 months through their local farm service agency. Secretarial disaster designations must be requested by a governor, an Indian tribal council leader, or an FSA state executive director. Montana Governor Steve Bullock sent two letters to Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue requesting a secretarial disaster designation for several Montana counties last year. Chilson with MSU Extension says the long-term forecast for 2020 doesn't look promising.
We may be dealing with possibly a late planting season again, a late turnout for the cattle producers.
With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.